Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that's good to hear, man. And I'm talking to Thomas Walker, the uncle of Caleb. So just tell us your story, man.
Caleb was diagnosed with
like you said at the beginning of the show, it was 9/11 of last year whenever we found out he had cancer. He went to the hospital multiple times complaining of pain. He was hurting his hip. He couldn't sit down, lay down. He would pace for sometimes over 20 hours a day and then just fall out from exhaustion. After a couple of trips to the doctor in the hospital, they eventually found cancer in his blood. Battled and fought it thus far. Did I answer that question?
Yes, you did. Tell us some of the hardest things it is to do, you know, when you're in that situation and with limited resources.
Well, first of all,
some of the things you should be able to do.
Oh, well, initially he couldn't.
Limited to
right, like our resources now, we can't get the help we need, our proper help we need. I apologize. We go from pain to resources, and I'm kind of throwing off. He was hurting so bad that he couldn't even walk from here to the door. There was cancer in his blood, on his bones, on his all major organs, blood, lungs. As far as resources, right now we're trying to raise money so that we're a year into this battle, and we went through, like you said, the chemo, the radiation, and the experimental drug it was a trial 4 drug, immunotherapy drug called Nivolumab, if I'm pronouncing it right. And right now we're in a kind of a stop and go process, trying to get to Colorado so we can transfer to Children's there, because right now, as it stands, we have a grace period in between trial drugs, and the only thing that doctors can offer at this moment and point would be intensive chemo, and there's no other plan after that that we know of. You know, that's all we have up until this point, and we would like to get out to Colorado and try a natural, organic, non-toxic treatment along and stay in communications with Children in Colorado, you know, communicating back and forth with Children's in Alabama while exploring all options from any other institutions or hospitals available. We'd like to skip the chemo, but we're poor people with limited means. My sister, she doesn't even have a vehicle to drive right now. Everything I have is broke down. We're just in a desperate spot to where I've got to ask beg and plead. I wish I wasn't here having to ask, but I don't know what else to do or how to do it. We're just trying to get out to Colorado and do everything in the open. And you know what I mean? I don't know how else to explain it. We're in between a rock and a hard place in the state of Alabama. It's kind of why I'm thrown off by the questioning. Sorry about that, Marcus.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I believe you should go to wherever you can get the help that you're seeking. And so where can they go to donate funds or send funds?
Caleb has a GoFundMe page. He also has on Facebook called Team Caleb Walker. I'm pulling that up currently, so I'm not giving you any bad information. The quick way to go to Team Caleb or the GoFundMe is Team Caleb W, Caleb. GoFundMe, that's the GoFundMe page. His group is Caleb Walker, Team Caleb Walker. And then we also have a page called an event, Justice for Caleb Walker.
Okay. Okay, so anything else you want to let people know about this diagnosis? You know, some of the hard things that he has to go through, you know, physical wise. I know you told me about the blood, but tell me about some of these treatments he's had to go through, such as the chemotherapy.
Let me pass this along to Caleb, because this is an experience. I've watched him and cleaned up and experienced the harmful effects of chemo radiation, and he's still having side effects from this new drug. But let me let him tell you about his experience or his experiences with what he's been through.
Yeah, well, so when I first started, I had to start doing chemo because we didn't know how bad it was. And we started right then and there chemo. Well, that chemo broke down my whole system. I was puking almost every day. I didn't feel good. I couldn't get up for 5 minutes without being tired. We started to get find out better drugs to help it. So then we started switching immunotherapy. They switched us to immunotherapy because chemo wasn't working. Well, while I was doing chemotherapy, continue.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So when we first, as I was doing the chemo, we were finding out new drugs to help. So they put me on immunotherapy, and that seemed to help better my system. I started growing some of my hair back. I got some on the sides of my head. And while we was doing the immunotherapy, they introduced me to radiation for my brain and my stomach. And, well, radiation, while doing that drug, it made me get headaches.
Let me back up. I'm sorry, Marcus.
He's fine.
We went through 6 months. Caleb went through 6 months of intense chemotherapy, five different chemotherapy drugs pretty much simultaneously. 2 weeks, he would do three for an entire week, 5 days, and then he would skip a week and then go and do the other two for a week, and the cycle continued for about 6 months. He then took a brief break and went into radiation, and after radiation was complete, he started the immunotherapy. Even though the immunotherapy doesn't have as many, or it doesn't seem to be as toxic or rough on his body as the chemotherapy was, he's still experiencing some pretty rough side effects. He can't eat. He's lost weight. He continuously has a bad taste in his mouth. And this is relatively mild compared to the experience he went through with chemo.
So that's very interesting. What are some of the main treatments you're looking at in Colorado?
We're looking into cannabis. Just like there's different drugs or different chemos that target different cancers, so are there plants, whole plants. Each plant works differently for different how should I put it? Different strains are better for different things, and we're want to be out in the open about seeking cannabis oil and documenting it through children's, but we can't do that in Alabama. We want to continue to stay within the medical world, but we want to be able to share and see, instead of him going back through this damaging chemo right here and right now, we have a grace period in between possible trial drugs and just looking into cannabis oil pretty much.
So which soft tissue sarcoma does he have?
Well, it's called undifferentiated because they do not know what it is. They've had samples, but they're yet to know what it is. It's a round blue blood type cell tumor, but they don't know exactly what sarcoma is. It mimics Ewing sarcoma to the best of what we've researched. It was in his bone marrow on his left side and right side. It was on not only soft tissue, but it was also on his bones. the origin of the sarcoma we believe to be in his left lung. And this is where we've kind of pushed it back to, but it's still spreading. And,
yeah.
And it's going from here, from the left lung, his lymph node in his left lung, into his brain, and then there's nodules on his spine, which we're scared that may paralyze him. Thus, our immediate jump into radiation a few months ago.
Yeah.
So
I
we don't know
he
exactly
has to
what
take. It is. Yeah, I can imagine he probably has to take blood thinners as well.
No, he's not on blood thinners. We've been blessed, and I wish I could be more open with you today, but due to circumstances, we've kept Caleb healthy and thriving, and we don't want to reverse this.
Yeah. So what? I know you said you got the GoFundMe account. How is the medical team at UAB been responding about the possibility of going to Colorado and seeking other treatment?
They've been a great team thus far. The communication about that's kind of lackluster. Just in the state that we live in, I spoke with a doctor, and what really triggered my brain to start turning like a gerbil wheel was when he said, well, what if you go to Colorado and it shrinks the tumor and we can't get no other sample? And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's exactly what we want it to do. And if this is the tumor that shrinks, this is supposed to be the origin of the cancer, thus possibly eradicating it. So, you know, with the 66 days or 77 days, whatever it is in between the trial periods, I thought that would be a alternative to the chemo, which can be very devastating and is toxic.
So I think we should try to reach out to some of the people that have left Alabama and left other states to go ahead and contact them, and they may know an organization that can help you guys get out there for this treatment.
Okay, well, we need to get out there as soon as possible. We have a waiting period in between the trial drugs because there's nothing else that they know of as yet with what they do know that could possibly treat him. So we would like to, if there's anybody out there that can help us, reach out to me, Marcus, Team Caleb Walker, thomas.walker77@yahoo.com. We need to get out there as soon as possible so we don't waste a day in between curing him.
Yeah, and what I would like to see is I'm going to get with you, and we're going to try to contact some of those organizations that are based in Colorado, and they may can help with this.
Okay, I'm not familiar. I've heard that there are different refugee assistance, the refugee in the sense of from other states that the cannabis is not legal. There's people that are migrating just for help. We need help. And I don't know if that's, but I'm down to contact, point me in the direction.
Yeah,
bro.
We're going to do that. We're going to do it together. I'm going to do some research on it. We're going to start reaching out and contacting some of these people. Is anything in closing that you or Caleb want to say?
I just want to say thank you for all the people that helped support me along the way. Shout out Nicole Wainwright, Haley Tipton, and Mike and Deborah, everybody. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you for all the thoughts, prayers, and warm well wishes that come with this. Thank you, Marcus, for reaching out and getting this thing, this ball rolling. Just thank
and we
you.
And we're going to do this again.
Yeah. Oh, well, this is, I haven't got any traction. I've had this GoFundMe for a year and I've raised maybe $400 with it. There's not a sad picture on there. We try to keep a positive outlook and we will continue to do that. Thank you, Marcus.
Yeah, we're going to get it together and we're going to make sure that, this word gets out, and we're going to try to make some contacts in Colorado or any of these other states. We got to look at it this. There's 20-something, 23 or 24, I believe, states that it's legal in some form.
Right.
We need to reach out to people in those 23 states and who can help situations like Caleb's situation. I'm sure that if we reach out, if we find somebody that will help.
Right. We while reaching out, I would like to stay in contact and document this, you know, my goal is to stay with the Children's Network some way so we could be transparent and document this to show if it does or if it doesn't work or our journey so we don't have to be closeted and scared of arrest because cancer sucks.
It really does. Well, everybody, I want you to tune in to this show because and look for my alerts because we're definitely going to do this again. We're going to bring attention to it, and we're going to be reaching out to some people, and we're going to be updating you every now and then on this issue. At least once a week, we're going to talk about how we can get this done. But like they're saying, the time is running out, and they got a little breather here, so we need to see what we can do.
Thank you, Marcus.
You're welcome. And that will conclude the show. And glad to have you guys on and look forward to we're gonna make this commonplace.
Yeah, this is the beginning of a big thing.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
Children's Hospital, man. Yeah.